Hey, it's Seth. I just wanted to contribute a little thinking about microphones. There are two ways to speak. If you record an audiobook, you will become exhausted within an hour. If you are yelling at people, you will become exhausted within minutes. There are muscles and tissue involved in yelling and in controlling our speech that wear us out. On the other hand, I can sit and talk to my friend Alex DePalma for hours and hours. If we're on a train, it's much harder, because on a train, I have to tense my diaphragm and I wear myself out. But sitting here in the office, we can talk for hours.
Yeah.
So that's how you want to use a microphone. That's what you have to practice doing. If you are tightening up your chest and your diaphragm in order to project, you're using the microphone wrong. The correct way to use a microphone is to imagine that you are talking to someone whose ear is 4 inches from your mouth. So you're not quite whispering, but you're talking to someone who's only 4 inches away. That is hard to do and worth it. And here's the reason why. It has nothing to do with getting exhausted. It turns out that the very tightening of your chest and diaphragm is the same tightening you go through when you're lying, and the same tightening you go through when you're stressed. So when people hear you doing it, they think you're stressed and lying. And there are political candidates who have lost major elections because they don't know how to use a microphone. And it's worth practicing.